Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Fabulous Fresh Touch with Mary Tisdale Green, host and author of three books, Forgive As You Go, Growing My Faith Garden, and a remix of the first book, Flush, also known as Mrs. Fabulous. Fabulous because that is who she is. Fresh touch because if you touch her life, that's exactly what you're going to get. She is a motivational encourager who cherishes the gifts God has given. She carries out her divine appointment by God as a customer service agent for Jesus, going about servicing the souls of people she meets, if only for a minute, hour, day, month, year, a lifetime, as she enjoys her journey of purpose. And now, here's your host, Mrs. Fabulous.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, everyone. I want to welcome you to Fabulous Fresh Touch Ministry Broadcast. I am your host, Dr. Mary Tisdale Green, also known as Mrs. Fabulous. Praise God, and I thank God. I thank God for that on today. I am also a writer. I also do daily devotionals on Facebook. And I also have a prayer line from 7:15 in the morning until, praise God, we started out a few years ago. And it was just going to be for 15 minutes, you know, just to a quick prayer, praise God. So 3 years later, here we are, yet doing the prayer line, and praise God, and now it's until, from 7:15 until, depending on how the Spirit leads, guides, and directs us. So I am praising God for who He is. He is worthy to be praised. And I praise God because, yes, we are in a pandemic. But, you know, I had situations in my life before the pandemic. Praise God. You know, we had other sicknesses and diseases and our problems in the world even before the pandemic. So I just thank God that I look at the pandemic as another one of those situations. We pray and ask God to heal our lands, just like with cancer, just like with diabetes, whatever the situation is, it's all, praise God, it's all. We take it all to the Lord in prayer because God is a prayer-answering God. And yes, He can handle it. He can take care of it better than we could ever think, even try to do. So we praise God. We praise God for Him being God on today. So today I am so happy to be here with you on today. Praise God, another Wednesday in the year of 2021. And in the month of February, this is my birthday month, praise God, February the 11th, praise God. And so I am just excited about the Lord. And I really do thank God for that, for His excitement in my life. He said, let the dead go bury the dead. So I praise God that for His joy that we're going to continue to talk about today. I talked about yesterday in my daily devotional, but I want to continue with it today. And today I want to talk about joy power. Joy power. Praise God. I think about how is it that you can continue to smile and it is from your heart, praise God, and it's that joy power Oh, praise God, that helps you to do that. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So we want to talk about joy power on today. And I praise God for that on today. Amen. But first, let's just have a word of prayer, and then we will come back and we will get into this topic talking about joy power. Praise God, praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Most gracious Father, sure do thank you. And Lord, we magnify you for who you are, for you're so great and you're worthy of every one of our praises. And we give them to you on today. Thank you for joy power. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for joy power. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Joy cometh in the morning. It comes in with the morning light. Oh, praise God. And we thank you, hallelujah, for your power that's on the inside of us, God, moving, Lord Jesus, on the outside and bringing about a change in our lives, God. Your joy power. Oh, praise God. You can't buy it in a store. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Can't buy it at Amazon. Oh, praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. But you got to go to the source. And the source is Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And it's in your inevitable stuff. Thank you. It's in your word. It's in your word, God. We can have power. Find out how to get this joy power. Praise God, through your word, Lord. And we thank you for it right now, God. Thank you for your anointing on today. Thank you, Lord Jesus. The anointing. You have anointed us. Oh, praise God. You've anointed us to share your word. Thank you, Lord Jesus, with the audience on today, God. Thank you, Lord, right here on Block Talk Radio. And it's a blessing, oh, God. In the inner of most, thank you to be able to share you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for this open inner of most. Thank you, God, for this open door, God, in the name of Jesus. Here to share, talk of your goodness, and share your goodness with others. What a blessing it is, oh God. And thank you for it right now, Lord, for joy power on today, God. I ask that you would touch those that have no joy, God, those that have lost their joy, those that have never had any joy, God, in the name of Jesus. Touch them today, God. Touch in their minds and their hearts and let them experience the joy, your joy, God, in the name of Jesus. For you say that it is our strength. Nehemiah said the joy of the Lord is our strength. Praise God, and we thank you for it right now, God. Would you go in the hospital on this morning, and would you touch the sick, God? Touch the downhearted. Touch the depressed, oh, God. Whatever the situation may be, God, in their lives on today, would you touch them? Would you go there, God, and touch, Lord, the nursing home, on the street, God, in the name of Jesus? There's no touch like your inimitable self. Thank you. There's no touch like your touch, God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you. We thank you, Father. When we touch you, God, you touch us back. And we magnify you, God, for that on today, God. When you touch, thank you, Lord Jesus, the different ones, their lives, oh God, they were healed. The woman that touched the hem of your garment. Oh, praise God. Even though there was a crowd of people around you, God, thank you, Lord Jesus. But you knew exactly who it was that touched you, God, in the name of Jesus. And then she had to admit that it was me. It was I touched you. Praise God. And at the moment of contact, oh, praise God, she was healed. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. God touched her back. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And she was healed. Oh, praise God. The power, praise God, of joy. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And we magnify you on today forward, God. There's nobody like you, Lord Jesus. Would you give strength, give joy, praise God, to the workers on today, those that are out there on the front lines, oh God, with this COVID, in the name of Jesus. Go there, Lord. Go there in the hospitals, wherever they may be, God, wherever they set up at, God, in the name of Jesus. Then go in the homes and heal, God. Deliver and set free those that have COVID, God. And then would you be a comfort in the name of Jesus? Would you be a comfort and give joy to those that have lost loved ones, God? In the name of Jesus, the joy, there's more to joy, thank you, Lord Jesus, than happiness. Oh, praise God. Give joy, Lord Jesus, that joy that's eternal, that joy that strengthens, oh God, that joy that encourages, oh God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We'll lift up, we'll pick up a hung down head, God, in the name of Jesus. And we just thank you and we magnify you for it right now. Thank you for prayer, God. Thank you that we can talk to you, Lord Jesus, or for ourselves. We can do it in a group or we can do it individually. We can do it because you said, where two or three gather together in your name. Oh, Father, that you would be in the midst. Thank you for being in the midst of us. Oh, praise your name, Lord. Thank you for the power of joy. Joy power on to thank you. Joy power on today, God, in the name of Jesus. And encourage those that listen, God. Anoint this, my voice, oh God. Anoint the message. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And let the people hear joy, power, and let them be encouraged, oh God. Let them be healed. Let them be delivered in their minds, in their bodies, and in their spirits. And Father, we'll thank you for it. And you said it that if I would acknowledge you, God, in all of my ways and doings, that you, Lord, would direct me. And I'm thanking you, looking forward to it, God, expecting to be directed by you. Thank you for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Thank you, God. And amen, and amen. Praise God for prayer, for prayer. Woo! I don't know what I would do without prayer. Thank God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I think about Jacob's ladder. And the angels going up and down, taking the message to the Lord, and then bringing back the answer. Oh, thank him for prayer on today. Man ought to always pray and not faint. And I thank God. Thank God, because it's that prayer. Thank you, Lord. It's that strength, thank you, Lord Jesus, that keep me praying. Praise God. Keep me looking to the Lord. Keep me looking to the hills. From which cometh all of my help. And all of my help, it comes from the Lord. Praise God. Praise God. And I just want to drop the number to our prayer line. So if you would like to join us for prayer, that you can do that. And that number is 516-5329. And the code is 634-812. And that's each morning, Monday through Friday, from 7:15 until we are having prayer, Monday through Friday. So if you would like to join in with us, oh, praise God, we welcome you. We welcome you to come on and get on board with us, and let's pray. Let's lift up the name of Jesus. while it is yet called today. Praise God. And so I'm just thanking God. And check out my website, www.fabulousfreshtouch.com, and check out my books, praise God, that God has blessed me to write. Praise God. I'm encouraged in the Lord. And then check out my daily devotional that the Lord gives. He's given me, praise God, for a topic for each day. Just like today's topic is Recover All Wednesday. And how can you recover all? Through the joy power. Through joy power. Praise God. You can recover all through joy power. Praise God on today. Recover. Recover all. Amen. David, praise God, came back home, and him and his soldiers, and discovered that they had taken his family, came into the camp, took his children, his wives, and David and the other men were mighty upset about that. And praise God, you know, they even wanted to blame David. But David went to the Lord. He went to the Lord and asked God, should I pursue? And the Lord told him, yes, and recover all. So that's why today our theme for Wednesday is Recover All Wednesday. And we can recover all, amen, and even more through the word of God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. He said that he would restore what the cankerworm, oh, praise God, has eaten up. So what has been taken from us, God gives us even more. Thank you, Lord Jesus, in that the power, the joy power. So when we can praise and magnify God and not complain all the time, he can do more in our lives. So I just want to encourage you on today to get some joy power. You know, the older saints used to tell us, if you don't have any joy, to leap for it. Leap for joy. Jump up and down. Oh, praising God until your joy come back. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And I used to test that thing out. I used to test it out. I wanted to see if I would get some joy from praising God. And you know, it really worked. It really worked. The joy of the Lord is my strength. And that's what Nehemiah, over in Nehemiah, when they were, they come out of bondage. Oh, praise God. They'd come out of bondage and everything, you know, had been destroyed. Praise God, when they returned to Judah, and they went to rebuild the city and its temple. Oh, praise God. And, you know, and sometimes, you know, in our lives that we have to rebuild. Praise God. You have to rebuild in our spirits. We've had a life, and now we turn to the Lord. Now we're living, praise God, to please him. So there's some rebuilding that has to be done. In some of our lives, there's some restoration, some restoring. Some of us have been backsliding. Oh, praise God. Oh, praise God. But God has given us all new chance. Some have never experienced God. They haven't tasted and seen how good God is. Oh, praise God. The Lord sent somebody. Send somebody to share with them, God, just how good you are. That's what I'm here today to do, to share with you about the goodness of our God. He's good, somebody said, and I know I said it, praise God, in church, that he's better than Campbell's soup. Campbell's soup only gets the good. Oh, but when you start thinking about the goodness of our God, then you'll get a good. Ooh, Lord, He's good, good, good. Woo, praise God, praise God. He's better than Campbell soup. All taste and see. See for yourself. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You don't have to take my word for it, but taste for yourself and see that the Lord, that He is good. So Nehemiah, praise God, in that time, and they were back, and so they were re-getting acquainted with being obedient to the law of God. Because, you know, there was a, just like today, a lot of disobedience going around. So it's in the land today. Why would God need to tell us if we would humble ourselves and turn from our wicked ways that He would heal our land? Oh, praise God. It's because of all of the disobedience in the land. But we can have joy power, praise God, because we can return. And look at God. Isn't He good that He allow us another chance and another chance and another chance? No, it's not my the recorder going off saying, you know, repeating this. It's me repeating that. I'm repeating that because that's the way God is with us. He continuously give us another chance, and we thank God. But we don't want to take advantage of God, but we want to, when He's given us that another chance, we want to use it. We want to do and obey and do the things that God would have us to do. So today we are talking about that joy power. So they got themselves together. That's what they discovered. They discovered, that's what He said, told them, that the joy of the Lord is your strength. So it is our strength on today. Thank you, Lord Jesus. It's a lot in there. That spaghetti sauce, the commercial, it says, I think it's ragu, but it's one of them. And it says that it's in there. Praise God. Well, in the joy of the Lord, in the joy power, you know, with power comes a certain amount of strength. So everything that's needed in there, it's in that joy. Praise God. When you begin to praise the Lord, praise God. Joy, said joy, cometh in the morning. It comes in with the morning light. Praise God. He said that His mercy is renewed every morning. Every morning. Oh, praise the Lord. We have brand new mercy. Woo! Joy power. Joy power. Joy is eternal. Praise God. And it is our strength, the strength of God. I really want to talk about the power that is in joy. Praise God. There is a power that is, it's something about joy. Praise God. It's not, you know, you can be happy right now, but the happiness is temporal. It don't just last. Last. Oh, but joy do, because joy is eternal. Praise God that even when you're going through something, you can yet have joy. I still have joy. After all the things I've been through, I still have joy. After all the things I've been through, after all the things I've been through, I still have joy. And that's what I'm talking about. It don't make no difference. Oh, praise God. If you still can have some joy. I really, really like that. That power that's in joy. Strength is defined as the capacity of an object or substance to withstand great force or pressure. That's what joy, or praise God, allows you to do. You can go through. You can go on through to the other side. Psalms 46, 1 and 3. God is our refuge and strength, present help in trouble. He's right there. He said, I'll never leave you, nor will I forsake you. Thank you, Lord Jesus, just because you're going through. Friends will leave you. Get broke. Oh, praise God. Just don't do things. People wait. They'll leave you. But he said, I'll never leave you, nor will I forsake you. Therefore, we will not fear. Praise God. God has not given us a spirit of fear. You need to look at yourself if you are fearing, because that's not of God. That's of the enemy, to fear. Praise God, because God said he's not given us a spirit of fear. Through the earth, it says, give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea. Though its water roar and foam, and the mountains quake with their surging. Proverbs 18 and 10 says, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and are saved. We can run into the word of God. You know, years ago, praise God, and I thank God for that, that I got it. I finally got it. Praise God. You know, most of the time when we get in trouble with God or, you know, different things, and we want to run. We want to run, but we run from God. But I've learned to run to him. Run to him. Yes, run to that word. What does the Lord have to say about it? So I've learned to run to the Lord. And I sure do thank God for that, to run to him. For he is our refuge. Psalm 46, 1 through 3 says, God is our refuge and strength and ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth give away and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea. Praise God. And so Nehemiah 8 and 10, praise God, we read that. And then Isaiah 41 and 10. So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. So God will hold us up. He'll hold us up. Exodus 15 and 2, the Lord is my strength and my song. He has given me victory. This is my God, and I will praise him, my Father, God, and I will exalt him. Praise the Lord. And the last one, Isaiah 26, 3 and 4. Those of steadfast mind you keep in peace. Look at God. Look at God. Because they trust in you. Trust in the Lord forever. For in the Lord God you have an everlasting rock. Woo! Praise God for the victory. Until the next time, right here on Block Talk Radio, have a fabulous, fabulous Wednesday. Bye-bye now.